With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I never put much thought into tires in the past. The thought was always to drive what comes on my vehicle, and if I had to replace them, I made my decision based on price. Our friends at Cooper Tires know what they're talking about. Cooper has been an American company since 1914, with more than a century in the tire industry. Each Cooper Tire undergoes rigorous testing and are backed by warranty, so you can trust that they'll last for thousands of miles. The Coopers pride themselves on good merchandise, fair play, and a square deal. Always have and always will. Don't overpay or underbuy. Cooper Tires do what tires should do and cost what tires should cost. All Cooper Tires are backed by a limited warranty, a 45-day test drive warranty, and select products are backed by tread wear mileage warranty, helping to give you confidence on the road. For complete product and warranty details, please visit www.coopertires.com or www.coopertires.ca. And remember, go with the Coopers.
Can I interest you guys in immaculate conditioning, fast greens, and an intriguing layout?
Because, you can.
That's kind of Forest Dunes in a nutshell. When I say Forest Dunes, Forest Dunes is now, you know, people know it as a resort with many golf courses, two of those being the routings at the Loop. They have a new short course. But Forest Dunes, the course Forest Dunes, that is the original course there and where the resort gets its name. It's a Tom Weisskopf design, opened in 2002, completely public. Pricing ranges, depending on the season, you know, you can play just under $100, probably up to a couple $100. And I have to admit, I want to start with something. I've played Forest Dunes, oh gosh, now 3 or 4 times, and the name of it completely sailed over my head until this time around. Forest Dunes. The front nine runs through forest. The back nine is through dunes landscape. And I never, sheepishly, I never made that connection.
Should be a forest now, then dunes.
Yeah. So now it makes total sense
forest,
to me.
Forest, comma, dunes.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what you can expect. The front nine, you know, the thing that just keeps coming to me is it's just like handsome, proper golf. It's going to test you in a way that like a classic, it's just a classic kind of difficult test of golf. You have to position your ball. You have to execute good shots. You got to fly certain distances. You got to make putts. It's not tricky necessarily, right? You're not going to, you know, get a ton of like bad breaks. I think you walk off Forest Dunes and you can be pretty confident that, hey, my number was a well-deserved number, whatever that would be.
It's penal. Like there's lost balls and water hazards waiting for you, you know, one or the other on every hole is how I felt out there, which I didn't think unfairly penal, but like in the classic sense of American golf of like, yo, don't hit it here because like you're going to lose the ball.
You're going to have a bad time. I thought it was only like thing I would love to change about it just could use a little more width, right? Some of those holes back through the trees are, you know, so they're strong tests of golf, but like between a foursome, you're probably going to be looking for some golf balls. That's kind of my takeaway on it. And seeing like a lot of other, you know, new resort courses pop up, like width seems to be a very, very common theme on almost all of them. And that comparing the width, like at Forest Dunes to even the Loop, and on the same property and a lot of other courses we played on this trip, that was one thing that was the only thing I really wanted for on that golf course. Cause like you said, it was interesting greens, interesting design, fun shot value. I really enjoyed the challenge. It was difficult. It is a difficult golf course.
We came out to see you guys. Like we'd gotten there late after our, you know, sojourn up the coast and it was fascinating to see just how firm the greens were.
Yeah, the thud.
The thud, like when, you know, watching you guys play into the bye hole there and, you know, hitting wedges in and seeing them take one hop and not even think about, you know, spinning or anything like that. It was like, whoa, okay, this is turned up. This is sweet.
Sully, I think that's interesting. I think if everywhere had width, I think the novel, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm glad some courses don't have a ton of width. And I think if you know that about Forest Dunes, it just presents a different challenge.
Especially considering that the loop is ultra, ultra wide, you know?
Yeah. So I guess I would push back a little there in that, you know, I like going through the woods and having to navigate trees. If you get way offline, if you're not hitting the ball well, yeah, it's going to be a long day and you're going to get frustrated. You're going to look for a ton of balls. But if you are hitting it well and then controlling your golf ball, I think it's, you know, it's a difficult yet challenging and can be rewarding test of golf. So two schools of thought there.
I was going to say that's perfect because this is a very personal thing. It is not that there's anything wrong with Forest Dunes, right? It's very much just like that there are other people will be very much more interested in that style of play maybe than I would be very curious to hear like the feedback that they get from visitors on the, you know, what people like more, the loop or Forest Dunes. Cause I can totally see a certain clientele of people like not liking the loop and just being obsessed with Forest Dunes. We're understanding how well conditioned and how fun and playable that golf course was. It was playing firm. The rough was so much fun to hit out of. The fairways were immaculate. The greens perfect. I'm not even sure which one I like more, Forest Dunes or the loop. Like, and I'm a lover of all things links-ish golf. So, just to be clear, it was not a flaw in the golf course, just something I would prefer.
Sure, that's fair. I totally accept that. Just a couple holes to call out. I really like number 8 on the front. We played it about 420 yards. Dogleg right, bunker protecting the inside of the dogleg. So you have to really position your tee shot, and then the green, it opens up where the green is surrounded on the right, and then very deep by the lake. And I think it's a very pretty golf hole. It requires two good shots. That's one that sticks to mind for me. And then on the back, I wanted to call out number 17. It's a short 4. I think, you know, certainly we had a little game going, a little match going. It's a fun short 4 at a fun time in the round, right? Number 17, it plays anywhere from like 270 to 300 yards. Neil Solly, no problem reaching with driver. I had to take a different route. I laid up with a hybrid, but it's an interesting green, and that's one that kind of sticks with me from the back 9. So I think the biggest takeaways, though, for Forest Dunes are it's just a really proper golf course, and that's the conditioning. That's the design. I think Weisskopf, I was trying to think if I have played any other Weisskopfs, and I may have, but I didn't know it was Weisskopf, but this might be the only one. And it kind of makes me want to see some of his other work because I think he did, all in all, a good job with Forest Dunes here.
One other hole I'd call out, almost to echo a little, maybe the shortcoming Sully's talking about, is number 15, par 5. Really, really beautiful hole off the tee, felt strategic. And then the second shot into the green, it's uphill, blind, and I was like, God, this green's going to be awesome. You know, it's like in this kind of grassy amphitheater. We get up there and it's just like, it was just like tiny, almost like Flushing Meadow pitch and putt green. And I was like, damn, man, like you guys, like there's just like little things like that where I'm like, if you blew this out, like get rid of the rough, just make it fairway. Like it could have played so cool to be an uphill 5 that you can get up there and where'd my shot end up? Is it close? Is it rolling off these hills? Did I roll over the hills? And it just, some of those like magical moments, I guess, were missing out there a little bit for me.
And that to that exact green, I think it was, I don't know how drainage works, really. You know, I really don't. I've never designed a golf course.
We're just now beginning to understand how drainage works.
But it looked like, all right, well, we can't do like a punch bowl here because we need the water to go somewhere, right, on this style of turf. And that's what, like the architects we talk the most about seem to have that figured out better than the ones that, you know, are not the ones that roll off the tip of your tongue. And that's exactly what that felt like. You crest that hill and it's just like, oh, well, I see why you have rough here and everything goes towards that drain. But man, this would be such a cool punch bowl green and it should be welcoming over here. But in reality, it's just not.
And it's almost like the foundation of the punch bowl was right there.
Right.
That's the part. I wouldn't be saying this if it wasn't like shaped like a punch bowl.
Sure.
And then it's just like, well, like, wait a second. Why can't we do that?
Right.
You know? And I'm sure that, like you said, there's probably a great reason. So maybe talking out of my ass, but it's like, I want to see it. Come on.
Big, you have played another Weisskopf. Where was the place you played in Steamboat?
Oh, Catamount. Is that a Weisskopf?
That's a Weisskopf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's a fun, you know, entirely different piece of land, very undulating. I was very impressed with that too.
And then he did the Cliffs course at the Olympic Club too, the par three we played.
Nice.
And I'm not sure if you've played Double Eagle in Columbus, but he did that.
That's the only one in Columbus I haven't played.
All right. Well, I think it's time.
Let's talk about the par three course real quick.
Okay.
The Bootlegger. Very different from what I was expecting.
Very difficult.
It was turned up.
It was a good preview for the Loop.
It was a great preview for the Loop. It was absolutely like beautiful. I thought it was a really pretty walk. It reminded me a lot of the Cradle.
Very stunning.
Very small, intimate kind of piece of land. Was it 10 holes, I believe, out 12. There?
Yeah.
12 holes, 10. Something like
10,
that.
10 or 12, yeah.
Just really beautiful walk, difficult greens. Maybe that was somewhere the pins were, but it was not necessarily. I don't think we were expecting. I think on a lot of those par threes, you're expecting, like, let's go out and, you know.
Maybe make an ace.
Yeah, there's 10 holes. Like, maybe we'll have 6 or 7 shots at an ace. Everybody will get all riled
up. Sandbox, which was, like, I'm smitten by the sandbox.
Yeah. There's a lot of grinding for pars out there, which is, I think, a good lead into the Loop. But
which and then just one of the more interesting soundtracks of our time.
The playlist.
A lot. Aaliyah into like the Scorpions into
some Poison on there.
Sure.
Some maybe country.
Like classical stuff.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, it was very intriguing. Avant-garde fun playlist
place
out there.
Fun place to play the game of what song's coming on next.
Yes.
And nobody came close on that game.
And I think so talking about we stayed on site at Forest Dunes for two nights. We've got, I think it's important to make the distinction. We played the Loop as part of the Duel, right? Which is, you know, you rarely, like, it's they do this, what, 4 times a year?
3 times, I think.
3 times?
3.
30, yep. On the 31st.
Yep.
Which is the only 3 days where you play the course in two different directions on the same day.
With the same pins.
With the same pins, so. Yeah.